It's a schuss and an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week, the Ribbono Shel Olam blessed me and my wife and my entire family with a baby boy. The chesed that the Ribbono Shel Olam does, that God does for me. And what I'm going to try to do in this week's parsha, in Parshas Vayishlach, is do like we always do, ask a couple of questions, and bring that major yisod, bring that foundation point into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Dalet, we're left in a cliffhanger. Vayishlach Yaakov Melachim Lifanav El Esav Achiv Arza. Yaakov sends angels before Esav, his brother. He's going to meet up with his brother Esav. Rashi says, Vayishlach Yaakov Melachim. Rashi, quoting from the Medrash, Bereishis Rabba, Ayin, Hey, Dalid, Melachim Mamish. It was literally angels. He sends him angels. As we know, angels is something that we deal with a lot in Sefer Bereishis. We had it with Avram dealing with angels. We had it in last week's Parsha with Yaakov, with the angels, Yaakov going up and down. And now we have Yaakov sending over angels to Esav. And he says, Vayitzavo Samlei Mor, Ko Tamrum Laduni LeEsav. And he says to Esav, Ko Amar Abdecho Yaakov, Im Lavan Garti, that I was with Lavan Ve'acher Ad Ata, and I've lingered until now. And Rashi says, a very famous Rashi, if it's not famous, we'll make it famous now. Rashi says, Garti, what does it mean? Art school translates, what is Garti? Sojourned. But what does that mean? Says Rashi, Lo nasesi sar v'chashev. I didn't become such a chashev a guy. I didn't become such a dignitary. Elager. Rather, I was a sojourner. Ein cha kedai lisnolosi. You shouldn't hate me that I took the bracha from our father. Then Rashi brings down, Dover acher sharei lo nis garti begamatria taryag. We know that garti gimel resh tof yud is the gematria of taryag. As we know, the Gemara tells us in Makos on daf chav gimel that the only thing we don't argue about is how many mitzvahs are in the Torah. 613. We know that all the Rishonim argue about what is under the 613, Rambam and the Ramban and Rav Sadia Gaon, and they all have different svarim, sefer mitzvos, of what those mitzvos are. But we don't argue about the 613 mitzvos. So says Rashi, Kolomar, im Lavan harasha garti, I lived with the Lavan, v'taryag mitzvah shamarti, and I still kept the 613 mitzvos, Velo lamadati memaisav haron, and I didn't learn from his bad ways. Comes along the Kli Yakar, question one, and he says that these two explanations, the first one is that you shouldn't hate me, because really I'm just like a ger, I'm really just running around, I don't have any placement, I'm not sar v'chashuv, I'm not a dignitary, I'm not such a worthy person. That explanation works within the second explanation, says the Kli Yakar. And the obvious question is, that doesn't make sense. The second explanation is saying that he kept taryag mitzvos. He's trying to show that he is a kashuv person. Even though he was by Lavan, he still kept taryag mitzvos. So how do these two explanations of Rashi, according to the Kli Yakar, work within each other? We'll call it 1B, even though it's really 2. And it's a very big topic, and I love talking about this topic. But we know, as I've been speaking about the past couple of weeks, the Gemara tells us in Yuma, Daf Chav Ches, that Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bikoli, that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Avram accepted the whole entire Torah, says the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chav Ches, even Erev Tavshilin. This week's parsha, it says that a medrash says that even Yaakov was Mekayim Erev Tchumim. What's Erev Tchumim? So we just finished Maseches Erevin and the Daf Yomi. Shout out to my father and my father-in-law and all the people that are learning the Daf Yomi. Unbelievable. Everyone should keep on going. But what's an Erev Tchum? That if you want to be able to walk an extra 2,000 amos to extend it, you make an Erev, and it could go 2,000 amos. And the Medrash says we learn it from this week's Parsha, Vayichan Sham Pnei Ya'ir. What's that referring to? Yaakov. Yaakov created Erev Tchumim. And we see from this Medrash that Yaakov Avinu was Mekayim Kola Torah Kula. So how did Yaakov marry two sisters? If he kept the whole entire Torah, Yaakov married two sisters. How was he allowed to do that? Then the Torah goes on. And the Torah tells us that we know that Yaakov is taking his family across and he goes back. Rashi says that why does he go back? He goes back because he goes back for the Pachim Kitanim. He wants to make sure that everything is important. Rashi says, "Vayivaser Yaakov levado," Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chaf Hei, that Yaakov was left alone, levado, vayavik ishimo aralos hashachar, and all of a sudden, this Sar Shel Esav comes, and they have this fight, and he takes and he knocks out Bekaf Yiracho, he takes out his thigh bone, and because of that, as we know, the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to have the Gid Hanoshe. As it says in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Al Kein Lo Yachlu Bnei Yisrael at Gid Hanoshe. You're not allowed to eat the Gid Hanoshe, the thigh bone, because of this fight. And there's such an interesting fight between the Sar Shel Esav and Yaakov. And Yaakov turns to him and says, "Who are you? Hagidino Shemecha, tell me your name." And then he says, "Vayomer Lama Tishal Shmi, why are you asking my name?" And he doesn't tell him his name. And then we know that he changes the name. The name of Yaakov is switched. What's this fight? What's this fight between a Yaakov and the Sar Shel Esav? Lastly, we know that Yaakov, when he's dealing with Esav, his brother, and he's dealing with all, and Esav sees, wow, he sees all the children, and he sees everything that Yaakov has. And it says in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Tes, Vayomer Esav, Yesh Li Rav. I have plenty, Achi, Yeshacha Asher Lach. Let what you have remain yours. Yaakov is saying, I'll give you what you need. And then Yaakov says, in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yer Aleph, Yesh Li Kol. And the Mefarshim explain, and they ask, what's the difference over here in this Pasuk between a Yaakov and an Esav? And then again, there's so much to do in this week's Parsha, it's jam-packed. Then we have the story of Dina and Shechem, and going and protecting Dina. And then we have Rachel passing away. And the Torah tells us that when Rachel passed away, the Medrash says that Rachel had, we know, Binyamin, and she passed away. And the Torah says in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yutes, V'tamas Rachel v'tikaver b'terech Ephrasa, Hibes Lechem. And then Yaakov goes out and he makes a matseva. He makes a monument. But again, similar to 1b. The Torah tells us, Marsha Shoftim, Lo takim lecha matseva. You're not allowed to make a monument. So how come the Avos, especially over here, with Yaakov, how come he's making a matseva for his wife? There's an Isser in the Torah, Lo takim lecha matseva. So let's just chazer over these inyonim. Again, the first question is, in Lavan Garti, Tayeg Mitzvah Shamarti. And the Kli Yakar says that both of these explanations, they're both working within each other. They seem like they're contradiction. On the one hand, he's saying that I'm nothing. But on the other hand, he's saying that I kept Kol HaTorah Kula. And furthermore, if he kept Kol HaTorah Kula, then how is he allowed to marry two sisters? Question two is, what is this fight between Yaakov and Sar Shel Esav? And we know that Yaakov's name is not Yaakov anymore. Yaakov's name was changed. Yaakov's name was changed to Yisrael. What's the switch? Why was he called Yaakov, and now why is he called Yisrael? And lastly, when Esav and Yaakov have their meeting, Esav says, Yesh li rav, I have plenty. And Yaakov says, Yesh li kol. So what's the major yesod? What's the idea? Yaakov is very nervous. He just dealt with a Lavan. Last week's parsha, we spoke about how Yaakov dealt with a Lavan, and he went through the Eitzara, and he went through such hard times, and it's going to get hard, even harder, with the story with Yosef HaTzadik and his children. And Yaakov is nervous to deal with the Esav. And when he sees Esav for the first time, the Torah tells us that he sent a malach. Why did he send him a malach? So we know, very interesting, we know that there are different types of malachim. The Rambam writes in Yesodei HaTorah Perek Beis that there are 10 types of malachim. Look, he speaks about Chayos HaKodesh, right? We say in Shabbos morning, Bofanim v'Chayos HaKodesh. There are certain types of malachim. And there's a malach that's created, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, that there are certain malachim that are created from the creation of the world. And that's a malach from Shamayim. And then the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, in Paragimel, that every single time that we do an act, and we do something good, we also create a malach. We create malachim, and if we do something bad, we create malachim against us. It's very interesting. We say most people have a minhag that when they come, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, the Gemara in Brachos says, is that when you go to your suda on Friday night and your table is set, the malachim come, and they're like, wow, look at this beautiful Shabbos table, look at this beautiful suda. And we sing Shalom Aleichem. We're saying Shalom Aleichem to the Malachim. Bo Achim L'Shalom. Barchuni L'Shalom. And then we say to the Malachim, Seischem L'Shalom. What would he mean? Shabbos just started and we're telling them to leave. What kind of, what is that? No, Seischem L'Shalom. We're saying, you Malachim, which are great, the Malachim are great, but Seischem L'Shalom, we don't want you. We want the relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We have the Yichud with the Rabbeinu Shalom now. The Seischem L'Shalom says, you Malachim, you leave. I want just me and you, the Rabbeinu Shalom. And those are the Malachim, but we also are creating Malachim. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. And Yaakov sent Malachim. The Medrash says, did he send him real people or Malachim? What does that mean, he sent him Malachim? Says Rav Moshe, Gabaldic idea. Says Rav Moshe, that Yaakov was on such a level that he didn't even realize. He didn't see the difference between a malach, an angel, and a regular person. He was on such a high level, as we often quote the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, that every single thing that the Ribbono Shel Olam does is a nes. Every single thing that Hashem does is a miracle. And Yaakov was on such a high level, realizing that everything is happening from Hashem, even nature. Mother Nature must have a father. There must be a Ribbono Shel Olam. And Yaakov Avinu realized that. And that's why it wasn't even strange for him to send Malachim. Because he lived in the world of nature and he wasn't shaken up by Malachim. Because if a person is shaken up by a miracle, it's showing that he needs to realize that Hashem is in his life every second. Baruch Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam blessed me and my entire family with a baby this week. Able to see the brachas from the Ribbono Shel Olam. A nes galui. Nature, it's not nature, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. My parents are here now helping us. My uncle Gedalia said, Uber Zaidi. He's driving us around. I don't have a car, so he drives us around. He gets us everything. My father, my mother, and all the people helping us, Baruch Hashem. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. The chesed the Ribbono Shel Olam does, and how he does it for all of us. We just have to open up our eyes and realize, wow, look what the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing. Comes along the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim says that really, in Lavan Garti, Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti, that even though I live with the Lavan, still, Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti. How does that work? The Kli Yakar says that both of those explanations, that Yaakov is saying, I'm really a nothing, that's working with this understanding. How does that work? Says the Kli Yakar, Yaakov is saying, listen, I always was Davak to Hashem. I am always cleaving to God. So you're going to say, oh, why am I not chashuv? Why am I not important? The reason why I'm not important is because I dealt with a loved one, and I wasn't learning Torah, and I wasn't involved in Avodas Hashem. Says Yaakov, it's not true. Even when I was dealing with a loved one, I still was doing Avodas Hashem. And therefore, don't think that just because I was by Lavan, that's why this was happening. Because even when I'm always doing Avodas Hashem, says the Chofetz Chaim. Another idea is that how did Yaakov get to this level? Because he always realized there's more to do. He didn't view himself as, I'm the man. He said, listen, there's more Torah to do. There's more Avodah. Of course, I'm going to be proud of my accomplishments. I'm going to be proud of what I'm doing. But I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to realize that I'm not a sar v'chashuv, because there's always more avodas Hashem. There's always another level that I could do, because I learned Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti. I don't just learn the Torah. I live the Torah. But I just keep on going, because I'm not in this world for this world. I'm in this world for the next world. I'm in this world to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Famous story, which I often quote, very famous story of the Chofetz Chaim, that they came to the Chofetz Chaim in Radim, and they heard that the Chofetz Chaim was living on benches. And they said, the Chofetz Chaim, you're the Gadol Hador, why are you living on bench? Why are you living like this? So the Chofetz Chaim turned to the man and he said, where's your furniture? And he said, what do you mean, where's my furniture? I'm passing through. And the Chofetz Chaim said, they made a song about it. So am I. I'm in this world, and I'm in this world. I'm doing what I can. I'm trying to accomplish. I'm doing what I can. But I'm in this world not for this world. I'm in this world for the next world. I'm in this world for the Olam Haba. I'm in this world to build a relationship. And that's what Yaakov is saying. Im lovan garti tayag mitzvah shamarti. The whole reason why I was able to keep on going was I realized that there's so much more that I could do. I can just keep on going. What's this fight between the Yaakov and the Esav, the Sar Shel Esav? Why was his name switched from Yaakov to Yisrael? The Sar Shel Esav, Rav Leib Chassman explains that the Sar Shel Esav, when Yaakov said, what's your name? He said, I don't have it. What are you asking my name? Says Rav Leib Chassman, the reason why he was saying that was because he doesn't have a name. This was the Yetzer Hara. This was trying to make Yaakov fall. And there's so many forms of Yetzer Haras in our lives. So many things trying to bring us down. Can you imagine in the time of Chazal, they had a real Yetzer Hara to do Avodah Zarah? To go and worship the sun, to go and worship the moon. That's why when you do Kiddush Havana, you can't look at it for so long, because that's how they used to do Avodah Zarah. But Hashem switched the Yetzer Haras. Most people don't have a Yetzer Hara to bow down to an idol. Hashem switched the Avodah Zarah to different things. He switched the Yetzer Hara to different things. Taiva is hard, but if a person is able to realize that it's going to be a constant fight. That's the fight between a Yaakov and an Esav. As we've spoken about a couple weeks ago, how Yaakov is about looking to the future, and Esav is about the present, because this is the fight. And the Sar Shel Esav, he knocks out his Gid HaNasha, because we're going to have that fight constantly. And he's going to try to kick us down, and sometimes we're going to feel that pain. We're going to feel that pain sometimes. And throughout history, throughout our whole Jewish history, we felt that pain a lot. But we are always going to be victorious, because Hashem promised us. And look at us now. And we're going to be continuous. We're going to build that binyan by a shlishi. We're not going to get knocked down. Yeah, we might get, there's anti-Semitism, and they don't like us. We're less than 1% in this world. And they're going to knock down our thigh bone. They're going to be the Sar Shel Esav. But then he's going to rename us from a Yaakov, grabbing on with the heel, to Yisrael. Why Yisrael? Well, I like Yisrael because my name is Yisrael, so that's a good name. But what is the idea of Yisrael? So many different explanations. One explanation, Sharei Kale. I'm straight with Hashem. I'm straight with you, God. Another famous one, the Pnei Yeshua and others made it famous. Yeshishim Riboy Osios Alfei Yisrael. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. The Pnei Yeshua and Kedushin and Daf Lamed says maybe there's more. But each one of us is a letter in the Torah. Each one of us is a Halig in the Shema. Each one of us is growing with the Ribbon Hashem. We're all a Shtickel Torah. We're Kedusha. Yeshishim Riboy Osios Torah. I recently spoke on a Zoom. My family had a yahrzeit for my grandmother, a very righteous woman, Gittel Bas Yisroel HaKohen, my father's mother, tremendous, tremendous woman, very strong, but at the same time so kind. And she was so proud of her whole entire family, of my father and his brothers, my uncle Al and Uncle Ira, and my mother, and my aunts, and Beverly and Aunt Ora. They built a dynasty, and it came from Gittel Bas Yisroel. Gittel represents good, Bas Yisroel. And I said on this Zoom call, I heard a beautiful idea. I was zeichet to be with my parents last Shabbos in Shari Chesed. And Ribero Wine in the shul, he said something beautiful I never heard before. He said, Yisroel, we know that Yaakov is represented as the Bechir HaAvos, the choice of the Avos. And his name is Yisroel. Why Yisroel? So Rwan said a great thing. He said the Yud represents Yitzchak and Yaakov. The Sin represents Sarah. The Reish represents Rachel. The Aleph represents Avraham. And the Lamed represents Leah. Never heard that before. It's beautiful. Because Yaakov represents all of the Avos. Channeling the Mesorah. Channeling it to the Shvatim. Channeling to Emes LeYaakov. Channeling to Emes LeTorah. That's what Yaakov is all about. Why was the name switch going from a Yaakov to Yisrael? So I once heard a beautiful idea from one of my Rebbeim, Rav Yonason Sacks, that Yaakov represents the personal struggles, the dealing with the loved ones, Yaakov. But then he turns to a Yisrael that is more national, Klal Yisrael, because Yaakov represents all of the Jewish nation. But even when Yaakov was going down to Mitzrayim, Meshech Chachman points out beautifully, we know four times Hashem comes out and says the person's name twice. Avram, Avraham. Great trivia question. My father-in-law always asks this question. Avram, Avraham. Yaakov, Yaakov. Moshe, Moshe. And Shmuel, Shmuel. Why Yaakov, Yaakov? Says in Meshech Chachman, because he was going down into the Gullus. He was going to go down into the personal Gullus. So we have national and personal. How could Yaakov marry two sisters? How? I always say I'm going to talk about it. Finally, we're going to talk about it now. Again, we could give a 45-minute shiur. We're not going to do that. Time is of the essence. But how can Yaakov marry two sisters? So one famous answer says a great Nefesh HaChaim. That there's a difference between Mitzuva V'yosa and Einu Mitzuva V'yosa. The Avos, the forefathers, were on a level of Einu. They weren't commanded yet. They didn't get the Torah yet. The Rambam tells us, Mishnah tells us in Chulin Daf Kuf, a machlokes with Gid Hanasha, were they allowed to, were they Bnei Yaakov allowed to eat the Gid Hanasha or not? The Rambam says, Mi Sinai Nesar. This is Hashem, Mizaycha, me and my family, to a bris. When we have a bris, says the Rambam, we're not having a bris because of Avraham, we're having a bris because Mi Sinai, we came from Har Sinai. The only time that we were started to be commanded is when we got the Torah. So the Avos were on the level of Eina Mitzuvah Yoseh. And since they were on the level of Eina Mitzuvah Yoseh, therefore they felt that they needed to do what they needed to do. So therefore they were allowed to. Ashut Ramah, Ramosha Islis, wrote in the Tshuvas, beautiful, he says, only Avraham was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. I remember being Zeiche to speak to Rav Asher Weiss, Rav Hershel Schechter, about this Shut Ramah, Simen Yud. Look it, it's amazing. I said, what do you mean? It says that Yaakov kept Kol HaTorah Kula. So they gave me different answers. Very interesting. The Ramban says, how can Yaakov marry two sisters? The difference is between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. He married them when he was in Chutz La'aretz. When he's going into Eretz Yisrael, that's when the prohibition applies. Says the Ramban, and the end of Achrimos, that's why Rachel couldn't be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Even though nowadays it is Eretz Yisrael, if you look in Torah this week's Parsha, it's not Eretz Yisrael. It's outside, you know, Rachel Mevaka going to Eretz Yisrael in the Golus. Says the Ramban, why? Because she couldn't be in Eretz Yisrael. Because then the prohibition applies. Another beautiful answer. Mishnah Melech wrote a beautiful sefer called Parshas Drachim. Yaakov married two sisters. What do you mean? They're quasi-Jews. Maybe they did Geirus. Maybe they converted. If they convert, so therefore, amazing answer, they're not considered sisters. When you convert, when two sisters convert to Judaism, they're not sisters. It says in Maharal, no, there's a difference between mitzvah asay versus mitzvah los asay. When the others kept calling Torah Kula, I was only talking about mitzvah asay, the positive, not the mitzvah los asay. Again, there's so much to talk about here. But that's why it wasn't a problem. Yaakov was allowed to marry. He was allowed to marry two sisters because of all these reasons. And what's the idea between a Yaakov and an Esav? Yesh li rav v'yesh li kol. Yaakov was able to look at every situation. As the Mishnah tells us in Birkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Ezu Hashir HaSameach v'chol kol. Who is a wealthy person? Ezu Gibor HaKoivish et Yitzro. The Mishnah does not say who is wealthy. Because again, if you're going to make a comparative study, there will always be someone wealthier than you. If you ask someone who's strong, there will always be someone, subjectively, there will always be someone better than you, stronger than you. But if you look within yourself, Ezahu Gibor HaKovish et Yitzro, he controls his own Yitzhara. Ezahu Hashir, who's rich, HaSameach B'chalko, in his. Yaakov was able to look at everything. Ezahu Hashir, HaSameach B'chalko, who is rich? Someone that realizes that everything the Rabbonu Shalom gives him is a gift. And that's what Yaakov is telling. Yaakov is going to this fight with the Sar Shel Esav, realizing there's going to be a fight. But at the end of the day, even if he gets banged around, he comes out of Yisrael. And that's what our chosen nation, that's what we're a part of. We are a part of Klal Yisrael. We are a part, realizing that we're part of this amazing nation. And Hashem has given us so much. So therefore, Im lovan garti tariyag mitzvah shamarti. That although I deal with the loved ones, and I deal with difficulties sometimes, tariyag mitzvah shamarti, I have the Torah. The Torah is part of my life. Why was Yaakov representing Erev Tchumen? Because he needs to separate himself. He's creating Shiftei Ka. He's creating the Shvatim. In order to create the Shvatim, sometimes you need to just insulate yourself. Although sometimes you have to go out, obviously, and go and help the world like in Abraham. But sometimes you have to build yourself. And Yaakov, Vayichan, he was making insulation, creating the Shiftei Ka. And therefore, why... What do you mean? Isn't there a prohibition of lo takim lecha matzeva? So no. There's no prohibition, says Ramayisha Gavaldik, says Ramayisha Feinstein, that only prohibition applies after Me'eva Esrim their Nifter. In a person's life, he has the ability to keep on going. Then there's a prohibition, lo takim lecha matzeva, because we're in this world to grow. We learn from a Yaakov, we learn from... Change his name to Yisrael, the national. We learn that we can do it. We have to create the Malachim. We have to realize, wow, look how much the Rabbonu Shalom has given us. Hashem has done such. He keeps them constantly. Mechadish v'tuva b'choyom talmid. He mamish gives us so much. And we just have to thank him. And I want to thank the Rabbonu Shalom. Thank my wife and my family and my parents and my in-laws. It's Hashem. Everyone should see simchas together. Bezus Hashem, everyone should have an amazing Shabbos Kodesh. Bring the Rabbanu Shalom into your life. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos.